For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University has numerous events that will take place in February to celebrate Black History Month. Director of the Arkansas State University Multicultural Center is Dr. Yvette Allen. She tells about how events were selected for Black History Month and also tells what those events are.
We have a phenomenal group. We have a committee, actually, the Black History Month Committee here at A-State that comes together to talk about, well, what is it that students want to see? So there were some surveys that went out to students, things of that nature to say, hey, what do you want to see during the month? We have students on the committee, staff, faculty. So we have people from across campus who have come together to put this schedule of events together. So we have a number of, I want to say, 18 or 19 different activities. So we have something going on for people pretty much every week of the month to celebrate and honor Black individuals and Black history.
So before we talk about those individuals and before we talk about the actually the activities that are taking place, let's talk about the importance of Black History Month. And if you don't mind, tell us, give us some history about how Black History Month started.
Yeah, absolutely. So Black History Month is definitely used to highlight individuals, Black individuals who've done great things, some unsung heroes. A lot of times when we think of Black history, you probably think of a select few individuals. And there's a huge history of Black individuals in America. And really, Black history is American history. I do want to emphasize that. And so a lot of the times there are individuals who've contributed to American history who are Black and it's just not highlighted or it's unknown information. And really things that need to be put out there to honor these wonderful Americans who have done great things for Black culture, for American culture, right? To put all that together. Absolutely. So the Black history is important in that respect. So Black History Month, a lot of people get a lot of good information, right, to help them learn about those things, but also the education piece. And so we're hoping that, so this year's theme is Hidden Figures, Our Stories. And so we're going to highlight a lot of hidden figures. We're trying to concentrate on the local area, meaning A-State, local Jonesboro community, and Arkansas as a whole, trying to concentrate on the things that individuals may not know about Arkansas, Black history, which is also American history in Arkansas. And so we're really hoping to highlight some of those things during that month this year.
Is 1 month enough, and how do we as a country make the steps to be able to integrate this all throughout the year as opposed to just 1 month, if you know what I'm trying to ask?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a great question, right? And so I'm glad you asked that, because a lot of times when we think about Black History Month, it is not confined to 1 month. That month has definitely been designated as a month, and we honor that. But when you really think about Black history, American history, like, we should be integrating that throughout the year. And I think that to your question about how can some people continue to do that, right? I think that you really look at how do you integrate overall history, right? When you think about in the classrooms, when you are talking about different history aspects in the classrooms, start looking at that. How can we start to integrate that history that sometimes we only confine to Black History Month? How can we start to just basically integrate that into what we're already doing, you know, whether it's the classroom or whether it is things that we were talking about in our workspaces? It's just kind of it takes a thought process, right? It's like, what are we not doing? What are the conversations we're not having? And start to have those conversations. Yeah.
And those conversations are important because it can lead to curriculum changes and other kinds of changes.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But how do we get to that point by way of saying that we can start those conversations and keep them going, not just in February, but throughout the year?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good question as well. When you think about how do we get those conversations started, when you ask a question like that, you get people to start to think. And I think one of the first steps for people will be reflection. I think a lot of times conversations can't start if people don't see it as an issue. So I think that those individuals, when you start to speak up and say, whoa, this is missing from the curriculum, or, oh, this viewpoint is not reflected there, or these individuals do not see themselves in this history, when you start to bring that up, then the conversations can start. So it starts there with bringing it up, but it also starts with, and I always tell people it's a top-down approach, right? If you have higher-up administrators who are supporting initiatives and help to integrate that throughout, whether it's policies, practices, right, that helps a lot as well, right? Because people can bring it up, but then if you don't have the backing and the support, right, sometimes efforts don't go anywhere. And so it does start with conversations, but it's also looking to administrators, et cetera, to come together and say, hey, this is something we support, we're going to move forward with it.
Right. Dr. Yvette Allen joining us here from the Multicultural Center at Arkansas State University. She's a director of the center. Let's talk about some of the activities that's taking place now, are actually coming up in February, if you don't mind, please.
So for Black History Month, we're going to start off with our kickoff. That is happening on February 4th. That'll be in the Ring Student Union down in open court. So during that kickoff, we're going to have our MPHC groups, which are historically Black fraternities and sororities on campus. So students can come and learn about, they'll get the calendar for the month, learn about what's happening, learn about how they can get involved, and all that great stuff during that. That will be the kickoff. And actually, before the kickoff, we are celebrating heart health for Black women with the Ed Upsilon and Kappa Nu Omega chapters of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And that will be at Jonesburg Kindergarten Center on February 1st. Also, we have the ASU Museum is doing a select number of events. One of them is on February 12th, and that is in honor of Maya Angelou and Still I Rise. They're going to be reflecting on some of her works. We also, the annual Soul Food Dinner that a lot of people love, that will be on February 8th in the A-State Armory. So it's also called the Military Science Building. So come out, get some great food, hear some great speakers, and some great talent and fellowship with individuals. On February 9th, we are having the inaugural Living Legends Breakfast. So this is the first year we're having this particular event. This event in particular is to honor some A-State alumni, some great people in Arkansas who've made some great contributions. And so five or six individuals will be honored, and we'll be discussing their contributions to A-State and to Arkansas and all the great things that they have certainly done and contributed. We will have the Living Black History Museum. So Ms. Brittany Dawson, who is in the conduct office here at A-State, really is the idea, the mind behind this, and did a phenomenal job with it last year. We got so much feedback on it that individuals want to integrate it again. And so we are doing it again. And so this time we're going to try to have the emphasis on local individuals. Again, the theme is Hidden Figures, Our Stories. And so we're going to have the Living History Museum as well, where you can walk through the museum in Centennial Hall, and we'll have students, faculty, and staff basically dressed up as these individuals and giving history about the individuals. And so people will be able to walk through it and interact with these actors. We also have a panel put on by some of our faculty staff on campus. It's called From Branches to Cages, and it is exploring Arkansas's history of lynchings and mass incarcerations. We also have from KLEK, the Minority Business Showcase, and so that will be supporting a good number of our underrepresented groups that have businesses in this local area. February 18th through the 23rd is BSA week. So our Black Student Association on campus will be having their week of events. And so they have a number of different things going on nightly. On that night, that Saturday night on February 23rd, they will be having their 50th anniversary gala. So BSA, the Black Student Association on campus, is celebrating 50 years at A-State this year. And so we are definitely excited about that. We also have the Black History Quiz Bowl that will be occurring on February 23rd, a Natural Hair Forum on February 25th, and then we will close out the month of events on February 28th at 7 p.m. in Centennial Hall. It is an event called Evolve, and so that event will be used to celebrate Black hair, culture, fashion throughout the decades. And so we're going to celebrate, you know, the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, late 2000s. So people who come will be able to basically take a trip down memory lane and reflect and celebrate all the great contributions to fashion, art, hair of Black individuals.
I love how you're integrating all of this and definitely, you know, getting the students involved in this, like with the museum that you talked about. And that, I mean, I know you're going to be starting off February with that, different things in the student union, and that's important to be able to get all the students involved in these things.
Absolutely. So definitely students are the major drive behind a lot of it, because when you think about students, first of all, they're the future, right? And so these are things that we definitely want them to know. We want them to be educated on it. And so students, you know, we wouldn't be here without the students. So we're definitely excited about getting them involved.
Very good. If people want more information on this, how do they, you know, get more information? What can they do if they want to participate?
Absolutely. So they can can email us at astatemc@astate.edu or call us at 870-680-4052. And that is the Multicultural Center main number and email. So if you want to get involved with Black History Month, and we hope you do, definitely reach out to us.
Dr. Yvette Allen is the director of the Arkansas State University Multicultural Center. I'm Jonathan Reeves, reporting for KASU and A-State Connections.